When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 19, it's
Bacon!
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston, we'll sing our heart refrain. For Boston, it's Western's away. For hero, for the hearts of true, and the towers of the heights of territory. For Boston, to the echoes ring of day.
Wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bash Brigade. I'm King Baby Duck.
Sachin.
Shades Black Flame.
Anvil.
And Bluonic.
Hey, wait.
All right, fine.
You sit down. You sit down.
Yes.
See, that sister's getting fidgety.
What the hell are you talking about? That motherfucker.
Look over
right
at the back. The guy's standing up in the corner.
Yeah, that guy.
Sit down, you bastard. Oh,
okay.
Thank you.
I don't want to sit down.
Anyways.
Sit the fuck down! No wenches for you.
Anyway,
wenches?
Where
are the wenches?
Do not look at me.
I wasn't looking at you. I was looking over you.
Before we go on, Sao-chan is someone that Pandalicious has mentioned on the Electric Sisterhood a couple times. So she's joining us today. So tell us a little. Hi.
I know nothing about video games, but I follow anime. That's why I comment on some of Panda's stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, we do have a section of that today.
Yeah.
Right?
So, well, yeah. I don't, but if Sao-chan's got a good recommendation
for an anime, I haven't watched any recently.
So you don't follow anime?
No, I follow anime.
Well.
I do. I've been working my ass off for the last.
Don't do that.
Months,
that's a bad thing.
So
speak louder.
Oh, sorry.
You're not registering very high.
No, I've just been working my ass off for the last couple of months, so I haven't had a chance to actually watch. I do want to start up on Soul Eater again, because that one looked really cool.
Well, the first 26 episodes, subtitled, are up on Funimation.com.
Yeah. And then, well, the next one I'm watching is the new Inuyasha that just came out. I'm very, very excited about that, even though you guys
new
probably...
Inuyasha?
I haven't watched
you
it
You probably
yet.
Don't want anything to do with Inuyasha.
I like Inuyasha.
Less filler?
I don't know about less filler. All I know is it's following the manga now.
Yes.
Nice.
It's going
to
be like the conclusion.
Yeah, because the original anime stopped halfway through because it caught up with the manga.
Right, and they started going off in a different direction?
No, the manga hadn't stopped, and they couldn't, the way the manga was being released, the anime couldn't release an episode, like, once every couple of months.
Because there just wasn't enough.
Well, you can't pay people that like that,
yeah.
Like, you can't do contracts like that or anything, so they stopped the anime, and with the understanding that once the manga was finished, they would pick up again, and the manga finished back in July 2009. Squeak, though I do want to kill Rumiko because she didn't have them kiss at all.
Aww.
Oh, sorry, spoiler!
It's
okay.
Sorry.
It's okay.
We're spoiling it for shit. Wait, soundbite for the beginning. Spoiler warning.
Yeah, spoiler warning for Inuyasha. Then, cool. So, the anime is starting up. I think they're up to episode 3, and I still have yet to watch one, but I'm planning on doing that sometime this weekend because I have the weekend off.
Nice.
Cool. But before I forget, check out our website at bostonbastardbrigade.com. Hook us up on the email at thebastard@bostonbastardbrigade.com for feedback and requests for topics and things to review.
Also, this is the first time we're trying to record this and actually put it out on Ustream. So now we are live on
Ustream. Hand movements?
Hand movements?
Hand
yes.
movements?
Yes.
No fucking way.
Jazzy hands?
Well, yeah, that actually...
moving on, let's talk about video games and... Shades, you have a video game you want to talk about?
No fucking way.
Yeah.
Not to sound too excited, I was supposed to talk about this last week.
Hey, Shades. Cameron, I can only see your leg.
That's okay. I can see him.
Oh!
There's a reason I was sitting that way.
Well, it looks like Sao-chan just went and played pool and put an 8 ball in corner pocket.
Oh! Ball does not go. Anyways.
Yeah.
What?
She just left me hanging.
That's
sorry, I was looking at him to make sure he was okay.
Yeah. So I not so recently got the new Final Fantasy game, Dissidia.
which comes in two flavors, Cosmos and Chaos. I got Cosmos because they weren't offering Chaos, unfortunately. That's about how I feel, especially the more I play. I really want the Cosmos side. Because this game takes the main character from Final Fantasies 1 through 10, as well as the main villains from 1 through 10, and puts them in a universe that is... the multiverse is slowly collapsing on itself. So there's a level or two from every one of the games. Cloud's currently my highest level at 42. However, Sephiroth is my favorite to play as.
Sephiroth!
And they have his theme music in it, which cool. makes me happy.
Side note, if you really like him, you should look up the AMV where they play Ghostbusters with Sephiroth as the main character.
Oh dear god. Remind me to look that up later. Am I actually being too quiet for once?
We were just making sure she was heard.
Okay, I was going to say, I can hear myself echoing.
She talks like a mouse.
Oh, shut up.
Anyways,
Promises?
No.
All right, let's get back.
Anyways, ADHD moment aborted. Concerta!
Sorry.
I'm surprised that worked that well. So, the game has a few modes. It's got arcade mode where you play as a character, and the game takes care of levels, equipment, accessories, all this kind of stuff. You just pick the character to play as. And you go in and you have to fight five preset battles. It's okay. I find that the challenge level is annoying because I'll go through with the character and I'll win no problem at all. Be one hitting everyone kind of thing where it's just too easy. And then I'll go through the next like five times and I feel like I'm fighting opponents 10, 15 levels higher than me. And I'm getting one-shotted before the thing even begins, really. There's also quick battle, where you pick your character, you attach, you do equipment, accessories, all abilities, all that kind of stuff, and then you pick the opponent. You can set their level. You can pick where you're fighting. You can pick basically everything about the fight, and you just have a fight. And then you can pick a different opponent or do a rematch or whatever. This is how I've leveled up Sephiroth. Because it's the only way you can level up Sephiroth in the Cosmos game. There's also communication mode. You can play other people who are online playing this game via the Wi-Fi function of the PSP.
Not bad.
I would agree, except I haven't found anyone yet in my area who plays. One of the interesting things is there's an offline mode, though. Buddy cards. If you fight someone, you can get their buddy card. If you go online, you can find codes, which Final Fantasy Dissidia website will actually give you some of the codes for to get buddy cards. I got off of the website, I inputted the code so that I could get Gilgamesh and Laguna. So Gilgamesh is a four-armed god king from mythology who wields a shit ton of swords.
Oh, so me.
And Laguna is a character from Final Fantasy VIII. When you go into the dream world, you play as him. However, what it is that's it's they're playing characters that you can actually pick, and they are ridiculously hard. As you're playing the game, you get emails via the Mognet just by virtue of playing a certain number of days in succession. I've gotten three player cards that way. The player cards are ridiculously unbalanced and overpowered. A level 32 guy, Laguna, actually, sorry, level 24, has an item that you're not supposed to be able to equip till you're level 99.
No shit.
I lose every time I fight him.
Really?
For rather obvious reasons.
It's like, I'm strong.
I'm stronger. Smash.
I'm strong. I'm a lower level than you. My technology is better than yours. You're dead. Anyways, but the real heart and soul of this game is story mode. Each of the individual 10 hero characters has their own story mode. Once you've completed any three character story mode, you can then play in Shadow Impulses, which you can play any of the 10 characters in this. It is considerably harder than the individual story modes. When you beat Shadow Impulse level 1, you gain access to level 2. When you beat that, you gain access to level 3. I haven't beat level 3, so I don't know how long this will go on for. But while you're playing this, you get a little, I'm only really familiar with 7, 8, 9, and 10 for characters and backstories. I have some very basic knowledge of 2 and 4, I believe. So I can appreciate some of the stuff going on. And in story mode, they tell it as close to how the game would tell the story mode as possible. So most of the time, it's a narrative of some sort. For the Final Fantasy X story mode, Titus is narrating it in the past tense, thinking back over it like he does in the game. So that Final Fantasy VIII, Squall narrates it by thinking to himself, because he does that way too much. So it's really interesting to see that they're trying to keep it to the feel of the original games that the characters are from as much as possible. The character interactions are really interesting, like when Squall is talking to Sephiroth. The interactions are so... they really hold true to how they were in the game. Where, Sephiroth is the, I'm in control of everything, I'm completely calm, you can kill me and I'll rise again. And, oh, by the way, you're a puppet, I'm pulling your strings.
Oh, great.
Whereas Squall is like, no, I'm not, I'm doing this of my own power. That's what you think. So I'm really happy that they keep that. But the story mode only shows us one full side of what's going on, the good guy's side. And little bits and pieces of the bad guy's side. As I said, I'm not familiar with Final Fantasy I at all. I know the characters because I read 8-bit theater, so I'm familiar with the parody of the characters.
way to learn.
It gives you the general gist, though.
What? Is this the proper show to be talking about, the basic gist?
Oh.
Isn't that what he just said?
Anyway,
it's a gist.
Gist.
With a T, with a T.
Jeez.
See what we have to deal with.
You should have read an anime the other day.
We'll talk about that later, but
I'm now highly interested. Train of thought. ADHD. Bad.
It derailed.
But so I'm really curious to see what's going on the other side of the coin, what the bad guys are up to most of the time. Because, as I said, we do get snippets of information, and honestly, the good guys are cool, but they're not very interesting psychologically. I find the bad guys a lot more interesting psychologically.
So that's the other game.
They're schizophrenic. Right?
No.
Sephiroth is.
No, no. He's not schizo.
You okay?
He doesn't hear voices.
I do.
Most of the time.
He's listening to his mother, who is
No,
a
no,
head.
No, 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 no.
She's a head. That's it. Not, and she's dead.
He doesn't listen to her very much until the movie. For the most part... It's
what do you think,
Mom? My mom. Oh, this is my knowledge of my mother. I'm gonna now go crazy and do what I think she wants me to do. He doesn't hear her. He's like, well, she tried to destroy the world, so I need to finish what she tried to start. Also, the fact that he jumped into the life stream and kind of partially merged with everything that was alive and dead, he does actually know more than he should about her.
Whoa.
So, how are you feeling on... Alright, hold on.
This game is friggin' amazing. I've lost too much sleep because I'm addicted to it. Definitely 2 thumbs way up.
Okay, so that's 2 thumbs up, but now, can I just ask a quick question?
Yes.
What is it in the basis of platform, and also, how is it set up with... Is it, like, full RPG like they usually do?
That's actually a rather loaded question. It starts out as... You move a character... In story mode, you move a character along a board. You have a certain number of DP per level. DP is basically how many turns do you have.
Yeah.
Each turn consists of as much movement as you want, but it ends when you move your home base or you get into a battle.
Okay.
The battles are with icons that are also on the board. You land adjacent to them and you choose to fight them, or some of them will berserk and attack you.
Okay.
Also, if you attack one while you're adjacent to one or more others... A chain will happen and they'll automatically berserk and attack you in different order.
So it's kind of like how the old Super Nintendo, I think, setup was, where it was like chess pieces.
Yeah, very much so.
And then what it is it would go into like, does it go into like kind of like a third person view or kind of like a Mortal Kombat view?
More, it goes into third person over the shoulder.
Okay.
You can control the camera.
All right.
Which I have a big problem with that, actually, because it's very counterintuitive. It's action-oriented, not command-oriented.
Okay.
Until, I'm not entirely sure what the trigger is, but at some point while you're playing, all of a sudden you'll unlock the option for command-oriented if you're not, in case you're not good at action-oriented. I'm not usually good at action-oriented. I find the command-oriented is rather counterintuitive and significantly harder to master.
Yeah.
You had a question?
The way you're making it sound, it kind of is reminiscent of the Tactics series. Is it kind of set up like that?
The board side of it is very much that, only you have an unlimited movement speed.
Okay.
You're given a certain number of rounds, but unlimited movement. And you can't just walk past someone all the time because they will attack, every so often they'll attack you. However, the actual in-combat is a lot more like Mortal Kombat. You push buttons to make certain attacks happen. You have three dimensions of movement, up, down, left, right, and foreground, background.
Okay.
It's rather dynamic playing fields, actually. Later on, when you start playing the Shades of Impulse section, you can start buying new arenas, Omega arenas, where stuff changes and floors will become dangerous. The entire battlefield will suddenly shift. There'll be a bright flash of light and the entire battlefield will completely reconstruct itself.
So it becomes sort of like, oh, don't step into that square because that's lava.
No, actually, it's, hey, you see the red spot on the, you see the red section of the floor? Yeah. At random intervals, giant spikes will come out of that and try to stab you. And they'll reach halfway up to the ceiling.
So I was going to say, does it kill you? But apparently yes.
No, actually it doesn't.
So does it just take hit points? Or life points?
There are two different things you have to understand about this game. There are two types of attacks. A bravery attack and a hit point attack. Your primary damage status is your bravery. Whatever your bravery score is how much damage you will do when you hit someone. As soon as you hit someone and do that damage, your bravery drops to zero. A bravery attack will lower your opponent's bravery score while raising your own. If, in the course of doing this, you reduce their score to zero, they get a bravery break.
Okay.
Which
okay.
means, for even while it's recharging for a short period of time, they do zero damage. And it also means as soon as you trigger the break, you get a massive, like, 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 point bonus to your current bravery score.
Yeah. Nice.
As I said, I give this game two thumbs up. It's very interesting. It's hard to master, but once you start getting the hang of it, it gets really interesting. And I'm hoping that the Chaos version is as good storyline and character-wise, because I would find that very interesting.
Cool. Blonick and I, yeah, we got a chance to try out a couple games on Wednesday, thanks to our good friend Pandalicious. One of which was the game DJ Hero. Basically, the premise is similar to Guitar Hero. Instead of a guitar, it's a turntable setup. And the way that you can press it, the way the buttons are set up, is they're on, like, the whole record player. And you gotta, like, push the button at the right moment, scratch at the right moment. And you even have, like, the crossfades and the special movements and the special effects. And
so basically you have DJ controls.
Yes. You basically you have the whole you are like a DJ. If you are
DJ here, you're
Sayo
a DJ.
Wants to say something.
No, Sayo does not see the point in this game. Does not. I mean,
neither do I.
If you can master this,
no skill in mastering that. There's none. No skill whatsoever. You scratch a record, big deal. Guitar Hero, all you need to be able to do is stretch your fingers really, really far and be able to keep a beat.
It's all about hand-eye coordination.
Huh? Yeah, exactly. But, you know, most of our generation has hand-eye coordination
because we've been playing video games our entire life.
There's like 50 trillion DJs out there.
Exactly. But that's what I mean, like, sorry.
DJ Hero and DJs are very different.
I'm done.
Okay. But I found it to be challenging here and there. I found it to be. Really
I can understand. I can understand a challenge, but I honestly see no point in this game. They're bored and they're looking for something to make.
Yeah. No, not even. The money. They hungry. Want money.
Yeah, exactly.
DJ Hero, Guitar Hero,
500 versions of
Guitar Hero. I can sort of understand because if you get the kids to want to do it, they'll go out and buy a real guitar.
But you gotta admit,
they'll play a real guitar.
There's some really good artists in this game. You got Daft Punk, you got Beastie Boys, you got Gorillaz, you got Benny Benassi. You have the late DJ AM helping you out with some stuff. They've got some good mixes on there.
I'm not saying it's a bad game. I'm saying I don't see the point in it because it's not something you would learn a skill from. Like, Guitar Hero, the kids will honestly be like, oh, I want to try this more and go buy a guitar and actually learn how to play a guitar. There's nothing to learn from
playing Guitar Hero and actually playing a real guitar are two different things.
Exactly, it's completely different, but it will get you interested. It will get certain kids interested.
It'll get people interested in the music.
Yeah.
And they'll either choose to follow it more or at least put money into buying more of the music and getting themselves exposed and learning about it.
Yeah.
Okay, what did you think of it when you tried to blow on it?
Well, the whole setup of it is very challenging. Like, I didn't get to really do the whole, you know, setup for how to play it, but more or less I understood how to play the game from watching King Baby Duck here.
Maybe. Yeah.
So the whole setup was pretty cool. I liked the music, and it was funny because Panda came making fun of us because we were white boys and we knew Beyonce. Yeah, but I mean, more or less, it was a really cool setup that we were able to, you know, chill out there, listen to some music, especially having a surround sound setup, and be able to just, like, you know, just rock out. But there was some songs that were just like, what the fuck? Why the fuck would you have that even put together? Or the mixing or the versing of the songs was kind of a little bit off.
It was like, why is Benny Benassi with the Black Eyed Peas?
I think more or less what I could suggest towards maybe the next DJ Hero, if there is another one.
There will be.
There will always be another.
Yeah, there more or less will be. You see how far, you know, Guitar Hero and Rock Band are going. So, but more or less along the lines is, I could say that they need to give a setup where it doesn't matter what song it is. You can mix as many fucking songs as you want all together.
Yeah.
And it will be on the person to figure out how to put it all together. Not just, like, it's computerized and you have to follow what's going on.
Right.
Because that would give you maybe more experience, as Sayo is trying to say over here. Like, learn something about it.
I think what would be a cool idea is if they take this concept and put it to something like an instrument like a piano. And if they did, like, a set like that, and
classical grand piano
they have
hero.
Like that for, I think it's for DS.
Yeah.
I've got the Guitar Hero for my DS, and there's a Band Hero for the DS now too, which looks interesting, but I don't know if I want to spend more money on
classical
it.
Classical Band Hero.
Come on, you can learn how to play like you can learn how to play Dresden Dolls, Coldplay, John Legend, Billy Joel, Elton John, all these great artists.
Beethoven.
Debussy.
I would run out to get Organ Hero, you know, in case I ever went to church.
That'd be awesome.
Or, I still want Ska Band Hero.
Oh, God. What instrument would you play?
I would play the trumpet.
Ska's trumpet, so, but
well, it's defined by trumpet. There are often a lot of other instruments involved.
Come on, imagine doing Mighty Mighty Boss Stones.
Oh, that'd be fucking insane.
Streetlight Manifesto, We Will Fall Together, or
Aquabats.
Oh, no, the It's Our Fault one. Would you be impressed?
Oh, okay. But yeah, kind of going off topic, but anyway, what would you give for a grade for DJ Hero?
I definitely give it a setup of, I'll give it one thumb up, but like one at like a half to quarter kind of
half
like
cup?
Thumb up.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like, I kind of agree with Sayo here, like, going, like, what the fuck was this game created for? I mean, but it is good music in another sense, but...
And I think it's definitely a good party game.
Yeah, it is a good kind of, want to get together with friends and play the game.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
and then have the other people dancing.
I'm not going to put down video games. I don't personally game because I have no hand-eye coordination, but...
Truthfully, I think if I were to play this game, I'd really actually need to be intoxicated. Because I think it becomes more fun when the person is, like, completely drunk out of their mind, and that's in there.
Well, I can vouch that Drunken Rock Band is awesome.
It is.
I don't know if you were there for that, but But no. Drunken Rock Band, minus The Wires, was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. When I used to work at my old club, I actually got drunk one night and tried to take over for the DJ so we could run to the bathroom. And he used to, like, jump on and start singing part of the song. I was so drunk I threw in a CD and started singing the wrong song. It was actually quite comical.
So you mixed by singing one song over another.
I threw in Jay-Z, I'm staring at the Eminem album, and I start singing Eminem.
There's DJ Hero.
But
right
I'm talking...
Yeah, exactly! There you go, there's drunk DJ Hero.
I'm actually talking about Purple Hills, remember that one?
Oh, no. Yeah.
I started singing that with, like, a brand new Jay-Z song. Oh, it was horrible.
Talk about your train wrecks.
Hey, Jack Daniels was a good friend that night.
Yes, it was.
We also tried out a couple other games. The demo for Left 4 Dead 2. Now that is some scary shit for a game.
Yes, I do like the melee thing, but I have talked to a lot of other friends that have played the demo, and they're like, dude, this sucks because that's taken away from my dual pistoling. Because, yeah, I can melee the shit out of somebody with a frying pan, a guitar, and all this other shit.
It's right there. And a chainsaw.
And a chainsaw. But it's like, they're like, shit, it could help because you're getting, like, these zombies that just come in as a clusterfuck right on top of you.
You can only shoot so many. Yes, you can walk over there dead.
Wait, so you have an option in this game to hold, like a frying pan in one hand and your gun in the other. Why can't you drop the frying pan and pick up another gun?
No, or less, it's kind of a setup like...
You can pistol whip them, too.
I don't know. I think it'd be quite fun. You hit the zombie in the head with a frying pan and go, dink!
It's like, bacon. Whoop, 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 bacon. Ow, you wise guy here.
You know, hitting somebody with an iron skillet sounds like fun.
Yes. I know. Especially since I have one of those.
Get a good cast iron. Get a good southern swing.
No. You know what's even better? My dad has his giant cast iron, pot for popcorn. Imagine using one of those.
Oh.
Boom, 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 boom. Hey, I just took out an entire circle.
Now, in my opinion, because we played Left 4 Dead 2 and we played the first one, I feel like the zombies in this one, they're more of a challenge, but they're not assholish like in the first game.
Well, yeah, but they definitely are hardcore. Like,
how are zombies assholish?
Yes.
Yeah, but I definitely have to give it two thumbs up on the demo for that, and I'm still working on the first game just so I can understand what the fuck's going on in the first place.
Mm.
As someone who hasn't played, how are zombies assholish in the first game? I'm actually curious.
They just keep going after you.
Like, it's not like they're going in and grabbing you right off the bat. It's more like they're bumping the fuck into you. Like, they're going full force, and they're like... and, like, right
pump
into
attack,
your
then
body.
Grapple.
Yes. So, it's almost like having a linebacker. They hit you... And then wrap you up and drag you down.
Basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now the other...
Well, I would think that would be more challenging than
it. Yeah. There's a difference between having it being a challenge and it being a nuisance. And it was a bit of a nuisance,
true,
in my opinion. Yeah, it's like, I'm trying to shoot this one, but this one's not letting me do anything.
It's like, ding, ding, yeah, try shooting the arm moving, huh? Yeah!
Well, that's what I mean.
Grenade
like,
launcher.
That's a challenge, but I mean,
well,
you're going to try to kill him, too, at the same time.
What the setup of it is that you have kind of like these weird control setup that I'm not used to having, where it has, you press one of the top buttons on your Xbox controller, and it can have you switch to 180 to the other way, which is pretty cool. But then they have another setup where they will have a whole thing where you can do like an actual push when they're trying to come after you like that.
Yeah.
So it's like your push and then firing away or hitting with the frying pan or whatever other melee objects.
Yes.
So.
Is it St. Patrick's Day?
No.
Oh, sorry. I was reliving on St. Patrick's Day.
I'm sorry. I was drunk. All right.
The weird girly swing.
That said, it made
no,
a
that,
would,
that
sound.
Had solid contact, dude.
I heard what he did to me on St. Patrick's Day
and
when we were drunk.
That was with my left arm.
So I threw him over onto the couch and I passed out over here. But it doesn't hurt.
Alright, well anyways.
Alright, we also tried out the demo for a different
God,
game.
We have a lot of games this week.
Yes,
well, yeah, we got Wednesday off, so we're like, fuck yeah, we'll go all out. So
yeah, they didn't call me.
What'd you do, invade Panda's house?
No, she invaded our house.
Our house.
In the middle of the street.
Why is your house in the middle of a street, first
ADD.
Of all?
Okay, all right,
anyways.
CSI Deadly Intent. And yes, this is the CSI on TV with Lawrence Fishburne and company. And
I don't like him.
What, was Georgia Fox in it?
Is she?
No.
She's from the show?
Yes,
she in the game?
Is she the one with the blonde hair?
No. That's
okay,
that Mark Heldenberg.
Yeah.
That might be, she might be, because we only played a bit of a demo of it.
Who does she play?
I don't remember.
Either way,
I haven't seen the show. Actually, I haven't seen the show since Grissom was on it.
Yeah, I don't like the new. I don't like Morpheus.
I don't like it. No,
that's all I know about Morpheus.
I stopped watching when Morpheus took over.
Yeah. This game, it is a good challenge of a game because it makes you think. You have to find the clues. You have
to. You're the one solving the game.
Yes.
Yeah. With the most part of it, this was great because there was two people in the room that were actual criminal justice majors from Salem State College. So we were, like, sitting there, like, okay, this is a dead woman in a hot tub. And, like, she has bruises on this part of her, you know, and, like, they were showing all the things. We're like, okay, who the fuck could it be? This, that, and the other thing. And it just kept going on. And we're like, okay, we're going through this. And we're like, what can we do next to make this go, you know, more and more through the case? And
where can we find more evidence?
Wait, so Panda's got this game. I'm totally hitting Panda up. I want to play
this game. No. It was a demo on the Xbox that I downloaded, so...
We were actually downloading it just for shits and giggles, because CSI. But no, it's actually a good game.
I want to play.
From what I'm hearing, how's the replay value on it? Every time you play it, is it the exact same case with the exact same evidence?
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out. Is because this is a demo, and we only got to play it to a certain point, which we knew was going to happen. We were joking about. We were like, okay, when is it going to go? Okay, you found the fingerprint or something like that. Now buy the fucking game. But it actually got to the point where you're doing full on interrogations. And finally, we got to the point where we're like, okay, it has to be the husband. And then out of nowhere, he's like, yeah, I did leave an upsetting call, but I didn't kill her because I was over at another part. And you could hear this bell in the background.
The church bells.
So, of course, Lawrence Fishburne was like, oh, yes, when I came here in the first place, I knew what the fuck was going on because I've seen, you know, I heard those bells and he's very far away. So it's like, who could it be? And then they added in another guy, and then they go and cut it off and say, buy the game to see what else happens. So I was just like, all right, that's kind of cool. But we had like almost a half hour of demo play, which is pretty fucking good.
That's good.
See, that's like a game.
More than that, I think. I think it was more like 40 minutes.
Truly, to me, I think that's a game that you actually play as a group. And you try to solve it as a group.
Yeah.
So it's like Clue.
Yeah.
It seems like it'd be more of a
cooler version of Clue.
Well, yeah, but you're not limited to certain weapons. You can let the criminals get creative.
It's like
Clue with the Who doing the theme song.
Yeah, not big on the Who.
Oh.
They're
only popular now because they're all the CSI.
Oh, no, they were popular because of Tommy and Quadrophenia.
Now, see, that particular song, I've actually heard it several times on the radio. In full length. It annoys the crap out of me. It should never be anything more than an opener to a show.
Yeah, well, they actually had it in the movie. We'll be talking about it in a few. But, you know, listen to some of their interviews lately. I think they should change the name to the Boo-Hoo.
Oh.
That's right. Complaining.
He did Roger Daltrey just played the House of Blues, and they say it was really good.
Exactly. The Who is now playing places like the House of Blues. Does that just tell you anything?
No, it was just him. If it was The Who, they'd be playing the amphitheater.
There we go, it's just him now.
No.
I see a split in the
future.
No.
Pete Townshend is working on new material for the band.
Allegedly. I think him and Amy Winehouse took a trip to rehab.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, I'm working on new material.
We're going off topic. So, what would you give for thumbs grade for this one, Bluonic?
I give it two thumbs up off demo, but I definitely would like to actually play the actual game.
See what it's like. See if it's any different.
Yeah. See if it has replay value.
Yeah.
Well, definitely. I mean, it probably doesn't. There's only so much you can put.
Well, but they can definitely give you multiple cases.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's just that how many times are you going to be like, oh, fuck, this is like another fingerprint? Because we had fun trying to line the fingerprints up.
I know for a fact that there is there's only five main cases in this game, but there could be different scenarios for the game.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I did hear, because, you know, I read, you know, when you sent me the piece about this, that there's supposed to be a NCIS video game.
Oh, yes.
I
want to play.
From what I read about it, because it was in a forum, instead of, you know, like a lot of places show the character, you know, like the cartoon version talking, they actually got the real cast to do bits and pieces to help you. So when you work in the lab, Abby's actually sitting there talking to you.
Yes.
So, and then, you know, at like points when you're like trying to talk out what's going on.
So is it video or CGI?
Okay, so you know what I would really like?
It's everything.
You know what I would really like is to have them make that into like a reality one, like a 3D CG thing where you're there. And I can sit down next to the characters.
Hey, listen.
I'd probably be sitting with Michael Weatherly.
I just sit with my arm around Abby all day long.
Yeah, same. Yeah, exactly.
Case?
Yeah,
what case?
Is it a case?
Tattoos.
It's like, I guess something we could work on.
Is there a case, like, is there a case in here?
I can imagine going like this and like...
Actually, yeah, like...
Show me your tattoos again.
Whoa.
Abby would be fun for certain things.
She wouldn't sit so
Zeba
long.
Would be fun for a lot more things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but she seems like she might be a sadomasochist.
Yeah. At the very least, a sadist.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's, you know, former Mossad, train killer.
Yeah.
Crazy bitch.
Like that movie that beautiful came out a while ago, The Gamer, I think.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
The Gamer.
We talked about that one a
while. Yeah, yes.
Good game.
Yeah.
Good movie, I mean.
But, game.
It would be an awesome game.
Yeah.
Obviously with not real people, but...
Aww.
Who's talking about obvious?
No, Death Row?
Yeah, Death Row inmates.
Moral issues about whether people would end up in there for the right reasons or to continue perpetuating it.
We talked about that already. I will continue looking and see if I can find out more for everybody.
Okay.
Get back to it, because if there is, I'm robbing somebody's house here for the video game system.
God fucking damn it.
What station is it on?
I'm not sure. It's only somebody dropping it. It was a online forum because I was actually trying to find out what the games they found, and CSI, I was thinking NCIS, and I type it in, and I'm like,
squeak.
No, I was working, so you know.
I had a silence.
So you know what you do is you go, squeak.
Well, I sat there and just tightened up my chest, like, yes.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, on to the next thing.
Let's talk about the movie that we just saw, Pirate Radio. Oh. Basically, the premise is it's 1966, and no one is playing rock and roll in the UK until the pirate radio people start doing illegal radio stations, one of which is on a boat, motherfucker.
Yeah.
All of which are on boats.
All of them?
Yeah.
That's why it's called pirate radio. Pirates are on ships.
One of the reasons it was actually called pirate radio is because they were... last night I was listening to the radio, and there was an interview with an actual UK pirate radio host.
Personality,
thank you. They anchored their boats 3 miles offshore.
Which is international waters.
For England, that's definitely international waters. Mm-hmm. Or is it for everyone?
Everybody. Okay. Actually, no, US is 1 mile.
Yeah. England, 3 miles offshore is international, so England couldn't actually take direct legal action against them. All they could do was make it as hard as possible for the people to broadcast. I like that they did, in the movie, they did mention the, Maritime Wellness Act, which was, you're broadcasting over signals that SOSs go over, you're causing a problem, stop. Basically, it actually made it illegal so that as soon as they landed, they were punishable. But as long as they stayed outside the borders, they actually couldn't be touched by the cops.
Unless you're Dutch.
Well, that was different because of issues. One particular, the Wellness Law Act took place, and all but one boat said, "Okay, we're going to bail and give up," and all but 3 personalities on the Coraline boat said, "Okay, we don't want to risk this. We're going to go ashore and just give this up." Mm-hmm. 3 personalities plus the pissed off Irishman who owned the boat.
Woohoo! Go Irishman!
I know, right?
He had issues with English authority. So, you know, he was like, "I'm going to keep the boat out here as long as one of you guys is willing to continue broadcasting." 3 guys were willing to keep broadcasting, and then they brought on some more later on. But they lost a lot of their sponsors because of...
the government.
The
government made another law.
No, there was a law which reduced the sponsorship, but they still got some. And then because of the maritime law, a lot of sponsors bailed out because they didn't want to risk the law going further and making them illegal for supporting an illegal activity. So they didn't have the money to make the boat payments, and at 5 a.m. One morning, the Dutch climbed on board and reclaimed the boat that the Irishman had bought from, using, because he had it on lease, more or less. He hadn't fully bought it. The Dutch still owned it, and he was making payments. or he was supposed to be at least.
So we can at least say this was kind of based on a true story and the whole
concept. It's based on a true concept, not a true story.
Yeah.
It was largely fictionalized. The movie's great. It's awesome to watch. It makes life look like a giant party. It was not a giant party.
No.
It was hard work for 2 weeks. Then you got a week leave, week shore leave, which they all had a blast. Then they went back to work for 2 solid weeks living on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot of work. And that said, the guy does say, yeah, getting to play the records I love and have millions of people listen, this was the best time of my life. I still enjoy what I'm doing. He's actually currently a UK...
radio disc jockey?
Yeah, he's still a radio personality, it's just now he's legal.
And old.
One of the ways that the government got rid of the pirate radio was, in the movie, they just illegalize it and that's it. In real life, they illegalize it and create their own station, because up to the point of pirate radio, they played 1 hour of pop music on Sunday, and that was all for the entire week. They were afraid that to play more would reduce record sales.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
The government didn't really care that much. It was, I believe, the record company or something like that, that was putting a large amount of pressure on them to not play a ton of pop music.
You see, I did not know that. I thought that was more towards because, oh, rock and roll is going to corrupt the children.
Actually, quite a few people in the government were seeing, have had pictures taken with The Who, with The Beatles, with, you know, different big bands, and mm-hmm. they were trying to see him down and with the people, and with the hip with the kids and stuff. They just didn't fight for... And other people were putting pressure on it. No sexual innuendos.
Whoa, how are you doing there?
I don't know, you're laughing. It usually means that. But, so, you know, they create their own station, which I believe was BBC Radio 1 or something like that, which was pop music all the time, and then they illegalized the pirate radio on the grounds that it was a safety hazard because of the jacking airwaves. So that's how they took it out without losing face to the public.
Alright, so...
That said, the movie was friggin' awesome. Don't take it as historical fact.
I felt the acting by Philip Seymour Hoffman, Bill Nye, what's his name?
Bill Nye?
Yeah, that's how he's...
No, it's not Bill Nye the science guy, it's Bill Nye. He's the guy who was in Underworld and...
Yeah,
you know,
different...
Shaun of the Dead.
Played Davy Jones in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
And then you had Nick Frost.
Yeah, Nick Frost from Shaun of the Dead as well.
Shaun of the Dead, and I forget his name, but he's in this really great BBC sitcom called The IT Crowd.
Yeah.
Well, I do have to put a giant spoiler out there. Now, the people watching this can see this. We have one of the actors with us, Philip Seymour Hoffman. Hey, look right at the camera. Come on. That's Philip Seymour Hoffman. Come on.
We have a lookalike competition.
I need the beard and everything like that. At one point, I did look like him.
Wait, I have an idea. The video's going to go up with the audio, right?
Yeah, more or less.
I'm calling for a vote from our fans.
Actually, I could even
good lookalike or not.
I could do a poll
right now.
Here.
Yay, everybody. Anyways.
No, you're
going to
choke me.
So, along with that, I felt the movie was actually just, it was great. It had really funny, you know, British humor and everything like that that, you know, I look forward to.
Yeah.
So, I definitely give
it's all about my company.
My thumbs up.
I give it 2 thumbs up.
2 thumbs up.
How about you?
I have my thumbs cut off.
Oh. Too bad. You give it 2 thumbs
up. 2 pinkies up!
There you go. I was going to say, Al, you can use my thumbs even though I didn't see
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yep.
There we go. So you want 2 thumbs up? There we go.
Wait, cut over. Cut the video over.
There you go.
2 thumbs up, just not his own.
Can I have your thumbs?
He's less liable because
it's
of that.
It's definitely a very feel good movie. It's got something for everybody,
including heartbreak.
Yeah. Oh,
that poor fucker.
God. 17 hours.
Hey, you are right here. Right there. 17 hours. My friends actually have a bet that if I get married, I'll be divorced before we get out of the church.
The reason why we say 17 hours is the whole fact that what happened in the movie was that this guy was like, oh, I met somebody because they, like, how Shade said it, like, they went on shore leave and stuff like that. Well, the guy went on shore leave, and he, you know, met this girl, and he's just like, yeah, you know, he's like, I'm going to marry her. So they go and bring her onto the boat. They marry.
Oh, my God, Jojo.
He has, like, the one-nighter, and, like, the next morning, he's like...
Not even. He got overexcited.
He got, like, 2 minutes, man.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm giving him credit with 2 minutes.
I think he finished before he started.
Anyway!
Yes, thank you. Got the tea to her and everything like that, and then she told the story of why she married him. And it was a very heartbreaking story. And,
which we don't want to spoil.
And then, and that whole thing, but we'll tell you after the fact. But
we'll be loud, we promise.
Yes.
Okay!
But more or less, the whole thing is that... it pops off onto the next part where there's the news guy that always says, and for local news, it's only been 17 hours and there is already a divorce on the boat. So it was really heartbreaking, and that guy went through a lot. But the only other thing that I had a problem with that was that the characters, as much as they wanted to rip each other to fucking shreds of the screwing around that they did with people that they're like, oh, I'm so interested in that girl.
Yeah.
And then the other guy came in and totally, you know.
Yeah, fucked the girl.
Fucked her, yeah. So, but it was very messed up in that sense. So, but
unfortunately, I know people who would prove that very logical.
Yeah,
I'm not,
I know.
Even looking at you.
Oh. My favorite part with that whole, you know, breaking news guy was... Breaking news, everybody! Young man just lost his virginity!
No. Young man misplaced his cherry.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh!
Yes, but that was the funny part, was they you know, she came in...
Walks out of the room,
just
everyone's just there waiting for it. And then cuts the, 25 million people around the... around
just listen
to
the celebrating.
Okay.
Because I'm comfy.
All right.
Yeah, so, you know, it was really... It was, like, kind of like a running gag that kept on happening. Like,
I'm gonna lose my virginity! No, you won't.
Especially when they did the whole marriage thing right on the boat. He's like, I swear, she's so beautiful, but you could hear the wings of Cupid flapping.
Cool.
Oh, never mind, that's a seagull. And of course, Bill Nye's character is just, shut the hell up. And he goes back in, and he's just like, and God, on this day, God, really?
And so he kept on making fun. We are gathered here today in the eyes of Jesus, which is a really creepy thought.
Because he's the only guy who knows why these two are coming together. I was like, yay, huzzah, huzzah. Now, where are those bridesmaids?
They were twins.
Oh my god.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm still saying they disappeared with the lesbian because she wasn't on shot either.
Oh, yeah. All I'm going to say is her comment by the end of the night, I would have been hearing that from the twins too.
Oh my god.
Oh, she gave me it again. Look at that.
No, but that was the other thing was the cherry popping part was like the whole thing was the lesbian of the boat, because there was the one woman that was on the boat with all the guys. And she was the exception because she was just a straight-up lesbian. She's just, like, never went with a guy and all that other stuff. And she comes out of, like, one of the other rooms.
With the...
And they didn't really mention anything. He's like, if you guys have seen what I've seen, you'd be really happy or something like that.
If you guys have seen what I've seen... Oh, God, yes.
Because you just have both women peeking the head out and they're wrapped in sheets.
Yeah.
And pulling back in and shutting the door when they realize the crowd.
And they went...
Aw. Well, anyways, sick, dude.
What?
Yeah,
golf
okay.
Clap.
So, anyways, clap. But
that had nothing to do with double clicking the mouse.
All right.
Whoa.
Well, anyways, but we all thought it was a great movie.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Now, in the UK, the movie's not called Pirate Radio. It's called The Boat That Rocked.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, we know
Pirate
Radio's kids are kind of stupid.
Yeah, it's retarded.
Well, that's what you notice when you go, especially going on IMDb, you'll see all, like, the different names from, like, France, UK, Germany, all that other stuff, and they have really fucking stupid names or a different setup from what you're used to seeing.
Yeah. Well, it's all because of what sells to those particular markets.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Let's be realistic. In America, we love pirates.
Yes.
Yay!
Yeah.
I'm surprised that Johnny Depp wasn't in this then.
I'm very happy Johnny Depp wasn't in this.
He might have ruined it, but
yeah.
They had.
Might
they
have.
Okay, it would have ruined it, but at least, but at least this was like, you know, an all-star cast for like British, you know, actors and everything.
And one American.
And one American.
If anybody wants Johnny Depp, they're doing a Pirates 4.
No!
Yes. I heard he's special.
The bad news is, it's not Gore Verbinski that's going to be directing it.
No, you know what the bad news is?
It's
Pirates 3 wrapped it up.
Well, no, it's only Johnny Depp in this
movie.
The original storyline.
No, the badder news is Robert Marshall is directing it. He only does musicals.
Worst news.
Dude.
With that concept, it's because how the third one left it was the
whole... but that's what the whole premise of this one isn't dealing with the original.
Yeah, but like, this is
the original storyline or anything like that. It's all focusing on Johnny.
Yeah, this is Johnny Depp's character, you know, going into the whole concept of looking for immortality.
Yeah,
so he's going to Florida for the Fountain of Youth. Yeah, basically.
God
so.
Damn it! Why can't he just go back and steal the treasure that the monkey took?
Because it's cursed. He can't eat. He can't feel pleasure.
He can't eat it.
It just doesn't do anything. Yeah, he can't have sex.
Yeah.
He can't enjoy sex.
You feel
so
you feel nothing.
But with Keira Knightley? Come on.
Exactly.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Her accent's sexy as shit.
Still, son of a... The fucking first three wraps it up. Can't we just let it die and move on to a new pirate movie?
No! That movie will never die.
I mean,
the storyline!
Listen,
oh my god, it's wrapped up. Let's just move on to a different pirate movie.
We're getting off topic.
Too many people love Captain Jack Swallows.
Yeah.
Sparrow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's a difference.
Okay,
Swallows
really,
was the
really,
really
was
horrible
was
parody
so
of
hey,
epic
listen,
movie.
I heard
so
rumors
bad.
About it, you know?
Well, anyways.
Okay, let's
okay, no, so if that's
Concerta!
True, totally fucking hot, dude.
Concerta.
Okay, if you really want to talk more, your segment is next.
Alright, moving into his camera.
Sports.
This week in sports, you know, we had a lot going on. Last Saturday we talked about Strike Force, how, you know, Fedor Emelianenko was going to take on Brett Rogers. Well, that fight was bullshit.
Yeah.
Fedor knocked him out.
Shh! At least let me get to that.
Yeah, but
Fedor,
it's happened before.
Fedor wins in the second round by a TKO. It should never have made it to the second round.
He was bleeding too
Brett
much
Rogers
after the first round.
Breaks Fedor's nose. Blood's pouring everywhere. There are easily a pint and a half of blood between the two guys all over him, the ring. Any normal referee would have called it due to blood loss.
The other dude's white shorts were pink by the end of it from blood, wasn't it?
Yes.
But remember, he's Russian. He can survive on vodka.
That doesn't mean he can't survive with
Irish.
Blood. No.
We're whiskey. But it was bullshit. I'd love to see a rematch.
I would too.
Moving on, this week in baseball, we had a lot happening. The Red Sox re-signed Jason Varitek to a 1-year, $3 million deal. Thank you. The Red Sox also signed Tim Wakefield to a 2-year contract, which... He has said this will be his final contract.
Oh, finally. Thank you.
He'll play 2 years and retire.
Oh,
nice.
I'm tired of the knuckleball.
Judy said, if he had a bad year last year, he wouldn't come back, but 10-3, that's a damn good record.
That is a good record.
And you know,
always go out on the good year so people remember and like you.
No, because he actually had surgery to repair the back injury that took him out, and he feels like he can be better.
Okay.
But if he had a really good year, this would probably
be a
better
missed
time.
Half the year, too.
Okay.
Then we also re-signed Victor Martinez. That's right, we got Vic back.
Yeah, does Varitek come back into it or what?
He's right now back at quarterback. Quarterback.
Catcher.
But what it is
don't ask.
With Mike Lowell being injured as much as he is, if he comes back, Euclid will have to go over, Varitek will catch, but Martinez will play first. It's being very, very smart, working with your things. Shut up!
I said nothing.
Bruins lost a heartbreaker last week. They lost 1-0 in the shootout. Tim Thomas played a great game.
That.
I know. That is a heartbreaker.
It's kind of getting repetitive where we've ended up in, what now, like over 6 or 7 shootouts now?
Easily.
It's getting fucking ridiculous.
At least the team can get to that point.
Yeah.
But Tim Thomas was fucking amazing.
He looked beautiful playing. It was just that one squirted by.
Now,
he tried.
I missed these games. I'm pissed that I missed these Bruins games, but I heard something about a weird save by Thomas.
Yes, it was a weird save.
I don't know when it was, but I've missed the past couple of games. So.
It was a weird save that, like, when you looked at, where, like, saying this is the whole net, right?
Yeah.
Where he came back, it kind of bounced off the first part of the goal, and kind of looked like it went right by the line a little bit, but then still came out. It was kind of like the creepiest setup. And then there was another one where it looked like it went in, but Thomas put his hand down on it to slide it back in, and you couldn't tell if it went over line or, you know. So it was kind of like, it was kind of sketchy in that sense.
Actually, there was one more, which I'm not sure if this one you're talking about.
I think it was about his leg.
Oh, that's not the one I was going to say. He was playing the far corner and got hit, and he hits the ground. Open net. Gets sent out. The guy slams it in, and all of a sudden, you see Thomas dive through midair and catch it through midair.
Nice.
I'm like, yo, dude, go try out for the Patriots. We need a wide receiver.
Yeah, no shit.
I mean,
someone made a random comment on Facebook that I read where he dove for it and then managed to stop it with his calf.
Oh, okay. I know which one you're talking about.
So I was like,
it wasn't that magical. It's Tim Thomas. For Tim Thomas, it's normal.
Okay.
I didn't even make top plays of the night.
Yeah, well, that was because it's ESPN.
Yes. Now, last night,
don't
the Celtics lost again.
I got family working there.
All right. The Celtics have lost two games, and unfortunately, they both happened the last two Fridays.
Yeah.
But the Lakers got destroyed last night by Carmelo Anthony and the Nuggets.
Yeah!
Fuck yeah.
I stayed up watching that game till almost 1 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, I went to bed after being up for 31 straight hours. That's it.
Yeah, that's
everybody can do that. You know, because Blue over here got a brand new TV last night, so I stayed up to be, you know, the good friend to help him.
Yeah.
And after about 29 hours up, I'm left in a TV with him that weighs about 250 pounds.
Oh, that's about 20 pounds less than my fat ass.
I'm not trying.
Yeah. About that.
Yeah, it's about that.
But I don't have to lift you into a truck.
Yeah, exactly. And plus, this takes up more space.
Now, I do want to say something. The people that, you know, we got it from, very, very nice people.
Wicked,
life
awesome.
Is gorgeous.
It was just creepy that we basically went to the small White House.
Yeah, it looked like the White House, just smaller.
But they were awesome, and they were wicked supportive.
I say, we need to get rid of this television. Where should we put it on? I say, let's put it on the Craigslist. The Craigslist.
Wait, you got this TV on Craigslist?
Yes, I got this TV.
Fuck you. How much you pay for this shit?
$140.
I hate you. Are you kidding me? You suck, dude.
I want
a fucking TV.
If the guy puts his wife on Craigslist,
I
will be buying
her.
No, she's hot.
She's way
hot. She's really hot. She was like 43, 44 and hot.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Her husband put her on Craigslist?
No, I said if he put her on, I would buy her.
Oh, okay. I'm like, dude, that's why I said, what the fuck? That's something different than did.
I said if.
I didn't hear the if.
You guys were just too busy, you know.
Okay,
with
I got
other.
Two loudmouths on either side of me here.
Hey, I invited you over with me.
I wasn't even saying anything
you
at that point.
You're still a loudmouth, sweetie.
Yeah. I invited you over here with me. Remember that. Mm-hmm. And you've been, you know, chilling with a nice fluffy pillow over here. Mm. It's called me. Okay, so...
To continue on sports.
Back to sports. We have two big fights this week. One of them is MMA, which is Forrest Griffin taking on Tito Ortiz.
And then the other one is Pacquiao.
And the other is Miguel Cotto versus Manny Pacquiao. You know what? I'm putting it out here. I want everybody to bear witness to this. I've been told I'm retarded for this one.
You're retarded for this one.
Fuck you! Miguel Cotto's beating Manny Pacquiao.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm guaranteeing it.
Okay.
Why?
Cotto's lost one fight.
Surround sound much?
Okay. He's lost one fight, and he got his ass completely handed to him. His face was so badly beaten that he looked like he was actually beaten with a baseball bat. That's Cotto's one loss. The dude that he lost to very next fight, they found out that he was wearing plastic underneath. They believe that's the only reason that he lost, is the guy was wearing plastic. If not, he'd be undefeated.
Wait, he had plastic under his skin?
He wore the gloves. But underneath the gloves, he had a nice hunk of plastic about half an inch thick. So it's like industrial-grade plastic that by hitting somebody in the face would do the damage of a baseball bat.
So did this guy get penalized or anything for
the guy was suspended.
Oh, good.
I don't know much about this Ultimate Fighter, I don't know much about these contests. This is regular boxing.
Okay. But what it is they have a special setup where they take and they put the wrapping on first. So what he did was he wrapped it and then he had the setup of that and then taped on the plastic and then put the gloves over it.
So that's not legal at all in any sport. I can't
figure out why the people that, you know, they do the glove checks, didn't, you know, go and press on those to figure out if that was
what they
happening.
Did was when they checked the gloves and signed off on it, he sat there and slid them off, put on the plastic. He got caught the second time because when he went to fight the fight that he got caught on, the guy forgot to put his initials on the gloves, saying that they signed off. He went back and went to check him and found the plastic fight was called, and he got instantly suspended.
Yeah.
So, because one guy made a mistake doing his job, had to go back and catch his, what would have been...
Well, I mean, but that's... If it's something you're supposed to do, you know, human error, you're going to screw up every now and then.
Yeah,
and it's kind of good that he did.
Yeah, all he forgot to do was literally take the gloves and put his initials. That was it. But he had to go back and put the initials on.
Yeah.
So he sat there, when he grabbed the guy's glove like this to turn it, he felt
sad. And that's, like, I don't condone sports like this. I don't particularly like physical violence. And I don't see the fun in beating the shit out of a guy's face.
Boo.
But at the same time, like...
You should come over to my house on Friday. We'll show you the fun of it.
Oh, dear God. I've had enough.
She should come to one of my fights.
Yeah.
She should really come to one of my fights then.
But, like, I don't know. I don't understand why you would want to do that kind of damage to a guy.
So why not? You can win.
Well, I mean, if you want to win,
self gratification.
Well,
that's what we do.
If I hit somebody, I take my rings off.
Well, like,
it around.
But this dude obviously didn't think he could win without. He's obviously doing it.
Well, then he needs to go fucking train more or go to a different weight category.
Yeah,
true. Like with me. But unfortunately, people get corrupted easily by money.
Yeah, fuck that.
See, personally, like with me, with my fighting, boom, we wear a thin pair of gloves. Why do we need to change? You know? You know, when you get guns like this. Yeah, that's right. I had to put the guns on TV. That's right.
For what, a third time now? Second time?
No, that's the first time they're actually on me.
Yeah,
no,
I'm still...
I was going like this, looking over, and it's like, oh, it's not on me. Hold on.
Yeah.
So I had to wait and see myself and do it. Which, you know, I can't wait for my next fight, which we're going to set up.
Let me know
I'm trying to do it for Saturday to get the group. I'm actually going with a new look. I'm going to shave my head into a mohawk. I'm going to do a blue mohawk for the fight. And then shave it off for work.
Oh, okay.
Well,
yeah.
I think it's going to work.
No, it's a washout blue dye.
Oh, okay.
Why not, right?
He's already thought this through.
Yeah, my promoter took care of this for me.
Yeah, no stopping him now.
I have two promoters. One is my buddy Mike, who goes to school to be a promoter. And the other one will be Mr. Shades over here, because I need Mr. Blue as my corner man.
What am I going to do?
You're the guy that holds my spit bucket.
Oh!
Hey!
Oh!
Spit bucket.
That's a good job, man.
No.
You're the one that makes sure I get the water. Hey, do you ever see a guy fight dehydrated?
You spray water all over his face.
Water.
Yeah, you spray it on my face and my
water,
mouth.
Water, ice, glue.
Yeah, I'd rather be spraying the water on the ring girl.
Oh.
Well, actually, the next ring girl, I think I'm going to ask your mom. No.
Oh!
I love you, man. I love you. No, I love you, man. Well, who else's mom am I going to ask? I'm not going to ask his.
Sorry.
I've never seen...
Oh, have you seen my mother's gross?
Actually, wait, maybe we can...
Last time I saw your mom, I was six.
Dude, no.
Wait, maybe I can get Sai to be my ring girl.
Oh, yes. Images. Me?
Yeah.
No way.
Why not?
All you do is walk around holding a card, and you have to look pretty.
And
which
everyone's going
to... Which you do every day anyway.
You look beautiful,
nothing, right?
So...
Yep.
No, actually, you wear what you want.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm not really into that kind of fighting.
You can wear a BB.
Money to look good while holding a sign. All you have to do is hold the sign.
Yeah, because you look good normal.
Maybe.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
No,
maybe
usually,
you can even flip people off.
You can flip
people off.
It's like, hey, Sam,
I'm hot.
Yeah, usually I'm more in your getup. But it's been really dreary today.
Yeah, that's
kind of
sexy.
I want to look cute because it's all blah.
I'm sorry, that's kind of sexy.
You look cute
though.
No matter what you wear.
Yeah.
All right.
I've known you for a year.
Okay, off topic.
Let's go back to sports, please. I'm like actually trying to be serious for a minute here.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi.
Get to 60 quietly. All right, so I'm putting out the guarantee Miguel Cotto will beat Manny Pacquiao. Because Manny Pacquiao may be fast, but Cotto is pure strength. And I think that's going to be his advantage. He's fought quick guys before, and he's beat the shit out of them. So I'm giving Miguel Cotto the win.
Awesome.
Now, tomorrow is a huge game. I'm sorry. I'm trying to concentrate for a minute.
Sorry.
Way to go, Saya.
Wow. The Patriots play the Colts tomorrow night in a marquee matchup. It's Tom Brady against Peyton Manning. And this has playoff implications.
And we've got the TV for it.
Yes.
Yes.
Which I'm going to be at work.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy.
Well, that didn't last a minute.
All right, well, anyways. But it is going to be one of those really hard-going games. But do we know what's going on? Do we know what's going on with the Colts? Like, what their score... Hey, sound! All right, so this the whole setup with the actual how many of the Colts have won?
They're in they're
not undefeated, are they?
No, no. Well, what, the season?
Yeah, for this
they're undefeated this season.
God damn it! Well, the Patriots are gonna they're gonna have to do something about that.
But the thorn in our ass, Bob Sanders, is out for the year with a torn bicep.
Right about that.
So, and they have a young, experienced backcourt, so I think, you know, Brady should be able to throw on him all day long.
So that's actually pretty good news right there.
Yeah.
Now you can shift back up.
Has anything been going on with the whole thing with Moss, or is Moss even, all right, he's kicking ass and taking names like usual?
He'll be fine, yeah. Right. He had a great play last week, a 71-yard touchdown reception.
Oh, fuck yeah, that was... I think that's what it was when we were watching the game, it seemed like they kept on...
Yeah.
They said that it's moved up in actually how many times that's happening. Like, they went from, like, 20 to 30 to 70 now or something like that. So
I do have to say, next time we have, like, a 1 o'clock game, I'm definitely coming over.
Yeah, we're going to chill here, you know, watch it. That and fights and everything like that, so definitely look forward to that.
Yeah. But I think that's it for sports. I know we're running really short on time right now.
Yeah, we are kind of running short on time.
Because we've been doing shits and giggles the whole time.
Dude, it's awesome. We have a camera. What did you expect to happen?
I know, you put us on TV and we have to act up.
We have a camera and a cute girl. What did you expect to happen?
I don't have a cute girl. She doesn't like me.
Oh, no. Oh,
fuck. Let go, let go, let go. There. Happy?
Okay, there you go.
We'll
share.
Fine.
Aww. Jeez, my wallet. That's right, my wallet's so big.
Do not show that to Panda. You need to cut that out.
What? Okay,
you need to do not show that to Panda. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, we need to show that to Panda.
No, do not.
I get the hope. Woo, what's that? All
right. I stole your wallet.
All right. Oh, my God, no.
Okay.
Cut that out.
All right.
I want a copy of that.
Sorry.
Let's talk about one final thing before we go. The Them Crooked Vultures album finally came out. Blonic and I saw them live. We were blown away. But did the album... Was the album managed to capture the live sound that we saw?
I think it does it justice. Because of the whole setup on it, I think it's awesome. Because when we were there, you kind of get blasted by the music. It's kind of one of those things where, you know, when you're at the actual concert, I don't think you can really actually... pick out notes more or less when you're trying to hear it because they just jack up the music and they just blast you with bass.
Do they crank it to 11?
Yeah.
Past that. They're fucking like, they're already past 25. It's fucking ridiculous because of how that the setup is they've got the sick ass speakers, and this is the whole setup that they had for Queens of the Stone Age when we went to go and see them, and it's beautiful, gorgeous setup that they did. But for when you actually were able to hear the music, I think the CD does awesome justice. It's fucking I'm all for it. So
you mentioned that Gunman was your favorite song.
Gunman is definitely one of my favorite songs. It has an actual a sweet riff to it.
Yeah,
especially with the bass and everything like that.
Now you would like the song Gunman because it reminds me a lot of a certain character named Vash the Stampede.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite animes. I can't wait for the movie. I love this show.
This song is so good that it should be the theme song to the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
So put it into an AMV.
I don't have any good editing.
Give it to her. Let her put it to an AMV.
Not my computer. I'm, like I said, scotch tape. I'm surprised it's still running. Okay.
Now, my favorite track off of this album, it's definitely the strangest on there. Interlude with Ludes. Yeah. It's kind of sounds like, well... The way it moves the song, it's like a Ferris wheel built by crack addicts.
Awesome!
I love the line, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I am.
Yeah. That and... What's the other song there? The Mind Eraser?
Mind Eraser, No Chaser.
Yeah, that is a great song right there. It just... You know, I think the whole album is one of those albums that they put together, and it just works. And
it's definitely, I think, a great way to end the rock decade.
Yeah, definitely. Because it's so hard to find, like, that good music anymore. Like, it's, you know, like, we've had so many CDs that were like, yeah, this is actually, it flows. But what it is this one, they actually put it together. I mean, you got an awesome lineup. You got, you know...
Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters, Nirvana,
Probot.
Probot, name, just down the line, basically. He's basically on everything.
Josh Homme.
Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age. And
Eagles of Death Metal.
Yeah.
Caius.
Along with, well, another member of Queens of the Stone Age, correct? The guitarist.
Alan Johannes.
Alan Johannes.
Who also is part of 11.
Then the biggest one, of course, is the bassist. Slash, you know, he actually did piano and a couple other side things, too, yes. while we were watching, but...
John Paul Jones of Led Zeppelin.
It was incredible to be sitting, standing there right at the concert and having John Paul Jones popping out, like, basically bass after bass, just, you know, when they every song. Well, I mean, he used a couple basses for the same songs, but he pulled out a 12-string...
Slide bass.
Well, there was a slide bass, and then there was the regular setup bass, and they were both gorgeous. You know, and I have a 12-string guitar. This thing was fucking massive on the whole effect.
And the slide bass he has, that's the only one in the world.
Yeah, he had that custom built and everything, and it's very impressive. Mm. And you have to see it in person. It's
to gorgeous. Truly appreciate it. Now, I sent the album to Shays.
Huh? Sorry, I spaced out.
I sent you the album of them Crooked Vultures to you.
Dude, that kicked the ass.
It was.
He said it to me, but it didn't work.
But I had you listen to a few of the tracks in the truck.
Yes.
So, funny thing, the first time I clicked the link you gave me, and I clicked the same link twice. First time it gave me the wrong album.
Oh.
Gave me the Swell Season, which we talked about a couple weeks ago. And then the second time it gave me the right one.
Yeah.
So, AIM's a little screwy. Facebook?
Yeah.
I was going to say, AIM sucks anyway. You can't send shit unless... No, that's...
Weird. I can. I've never had issues.
Sorry.
But anyway, two thumbs way, way up for them Crooked Vultures.
Yay!
Hey, your thumbs grew back.
No, she only borrowed... Thank you.
Yeah, back to this again. Awesome.
We are running low out of time. Is there anything you want to add before we go, or is there...
I think I'm all set.
I'm good.
I got one last thing to say.
Yes?
Just to my greatest lament that I will have to be taking an indefinite hiatus for financial reasons from...
Motherfucker! I'm sorry.
You already knew I was going to be out for the next 2 weeks, but I'm probably going to have to stay out longer than that because medical bills are crippling me. At the moment,
and
more so than
insurance.
Insurance
is a motherfucker.
Mm. Insurance is the only reason I got to be here today.
Really?
Well, you're lucky. Ooh. I can't even get insurance right now.
You work at a hospital, don't
I
you?
I make $23,200 a month. I mean, sorry, a year. Wow.
I wish.
I
like that.
I would love that. Mass Health Connector. Anybody can get it?
No. It's...
He makes too much.
For one bracket, it goes up to $23,000, and then the next one picks up at $23,500. I'm in the $500 middle bracket.
Ow, yeah.
I was talking with one of the head charge nurses, and we couldn't believe that there's a $500 bracket, and I fell into it.
You should be able to get insurance through your work, can't you? You work at a hospital.
It's a joke, and it covers almost nothing, and it's really expensive.
Oh, okay.
I can barely make it as it is.
Yeah.
So what it is for next... time I do it, I'm actually taking 2 days off this year, just so I fall under the qualification and last a year.
Not bad.
Nice.
Yeah,
this is what you get for living in Massachusetts. You know, that's
yeah.
Nice big
we fail.
Yeah.
Clusterfuck of that whole situation, but more or less, I think, you know, it's, you know.
But then on top of it, Massachusetts is the only one that's providing health care for everybody.
Yes. So far.
With
so far.
Minor exceptions, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hilarious thing. You know about the healthcare reform?
Mm.
Doctors are in favor of it. The public opinion's in favor of it. Guess who's not?
The politicians.
Only the politicians have issues with it.
Mm. Isn't there only one politician that's all for it?
No, there's only one who's
Obama?
Like, well,
no,
yeah.
Well, I got a funny one about this. I work at a hospital, like you said. I break my nose. They reset it for free for me.
That's nice.
But, you know, because, you know, a doctor just has to come in and do it. Only problem is you got to pay for the anesthetic. I don't have insurance. They'd have to sign me in as a patient, charge me for that visit, charge me for the doctor, and $1,000 for the anesthetic.
You just ripped it back into place.
Yeah, I chose taking the excruciating pain to save what would have cost me about $5,000.
All right,
yeah.
Bike down on the pencil.
What?
No, the
pencils.
The pencil
breaks.
Snap.
I actually held on to the metal bed and Engineering wasn't too happy when they had to come fix the two screws that I snapped.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh.
But, alright, since we're running out of time, I do want to say, remember everybody, support your local artists. Go check them out. And remember, always support the small organization trying to help out people. The American Red Cross. Breast cancer research. Actually, any cancer research.
Watch out for the independent ones, because we did have that whole incident with that woman that was pretending that she had cancer, but she didn't have cancer, and she made a shitload of money, but yeah, she had to pay it all back.
I mean, I'm talking the Susan G. Coleman Breast Cancer Foundation.
St. Jude's.
Your local hospice. You know, like I said, American Red Cross, because I actually have a family friend who beat cancer. She beat breast cancer. She had her mastectomy. She's doing great.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy for her, you know. So, I mean, just to show your support. Right. You know, without support, there's no such thing as research, and nobody gets any better. I mean, like they said, I work at a hospital. I work in Boston. I see the children. You know, I see these poor kids, you know, suffering.
And as always, support whatever you think is good right. for everyone, whatever you think is right. And let us know about anything you want us to talk about, whether it's something you want us to review or something you feel is good, like a good cause that's not getting good publicity. We don't charge money for publicity.
Yeah.
we're willing to talk about anything that we agree with.
And truthfully, you know, if you have an event that you'd like us to come to, let us know. We'll do our best to get there.
Tell us ahead of time. We'll even help promote it for you if you want.
Cool.
Definitely.
All right. That does it for this show. Sao-chan, this is your first program. How'd you think you did?
I don't know.
Did you have fun?
I'm too quiet, apparently.
No, you're not. Well, we had to
push the mic closer, okay? And you know what? You should tell our friends this, because none of them will believe you.
I know.
And
it's
you
hilarious.
Know that for a fact.
I know.
But anyways, I mean, we're trying to work on getting better mic systems and stuff like that, and we're going to try to do independent mics.
Yeah,
was,
yes.
I know that's what Pandalicious has. Pandalicious and Ninja Sista have the headsets, because they're always talking about how, like, when Magic Mystic was on there, too, her mic used to cut out all the time, and then Panda has trouble sometimes, too. So.
Yeah.
So I guess the better question would not be, how well do you think you did? Did you have fun, and did you enjoy being here with us?
Yeah. You're always welcome to be part of us, okay?
I got to get out of the house today, otherwise I would have been stuck in because it's raining.
Well, you're welcome to come
over
anytime.
I melt in the rain, apparently.
Yeah, you're always welcome to stop by and chat on the show. All right, so remember, check out our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com. Hook us up at the email at thebastards@BostonBastardBrigade.com for feedback and requests.
Yeah. Or any of us individually at our appropriate at their first names and or BlackFlame@BostonBastardBrigade.com.
Right. So until next time, wait.
No. Good. No, actually, you know what's funny? Right now, guess who's watching us?
Who?
Panda.
Oh!
Panda!
No, it's live.
Yeah,
live.
Right now it's live. It's streaming out.
Fuck you, bitch.
So, anyways, but to close off the show,
this is King Davy Duck.
This is Shades Black Flame.
This is Blue Onyx.
Woo! And this is Anvil.
Say sayonara, bitches.
Sayonara, motherfuckers.
Have a good night.
Adios.
We are
the Bastards.
Zip.